if you're celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Yeah. What date is it? 21st of March.
That's it.
Trying to think if I know anybody that's got a 21st of March.
I probably have a family member who doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
But we love birthdays, regardless of what day they are or what date they are.
Day to celebrate.
Yeah, great day to celebrate. And this morning, after hearing about Al's epic birthday last Friday on St. Patrick's Day, well, Al and Donna's epic birthday.
Yep.
Where you went and stayed at the beautiful Circa
Hotel here in town.
Mm.
The Andy Warhol suite. We've got a couples massage. Took her out to dinner. We went to the pokies afterwards.
Wow.
It was a big day.
It was the full gamut.
Yeah. And I only knew about the dinner side of things because that's the part that I organised. She had organised the spa treatment. She'd organised the hotel. She'd organised with the mother-in-law to come up and look after the kids. But as I mentioned to you before the latest news update, not the first time that she sprung a big surprise on me.
Okay.
My 40th birthday, I'd asked for nothing big. How do you want to celebrate your 40th? Just a quiet get-together.
Sure.
A couple of friends, maybe family. That's about it. All I want to do.
Right. Did she do the big surprise party?
Huge surprise party.
Love.
And did it so well, too, because we're down in Melbourne. We're staying at Mum's place. And Mum said, we're thinking of going dinner tonight at the All Nations Hotel, which was my dad's favourite pub of all time.
Mm.
I said, yeah, that'd be great. Excellent. Half an hour before we get there, Donna said, I'm not really feeling well. I've got a bit of a headache. And I said, okay, look, we don't have to go tonight if you don't want to. No, we want to go out for a meal. It's your dad's favourite pub. Rah, rah, rah. We're driving along. She's getting worse and worse. We get to the venue and looks like she's just about to throw up.
Mm-mm.
We get into the pub and it was a delaying tactic. She had seen people on the way to the pub and pretended to be sicker so that she'd slow me down to allow every guest to get in there. Because when I got to the beer garden, there they were.
Crafty.
Very crafty.
Love it.
Sneaky woman. Love it a bit.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so I've had a couple of really bang-up birthdays. What about yourself?
My 50th was a surprise also. We were supposed to be going out for lunch at Tuileries at Rutherglen. Just a few friends.
Yep.
I had organised to have lunch with a few friends. Thought, yeah, that'll be awesome. I was really excited. 50th. Lucky I went and got my hair done. Anyway, got there. Surprise party. Hello.
Of course.
With a band and everything.
Oh,
it was
my God.
Awesome. It was an awesome party.
Yep.
And my girlfriend Ali and Michael conspired to get that one together. And it was epic. But the most epic thing about it, apart from, like, all my friends were there, there were two really epic parts to it.
Mm.
One was my sister, who flew up from Queensland, and my niece, who I thought weren't going to be able to come.
Oh,
because they had a family member who was very unwell at the time. So that was awesome when I saw her. And my best friend from school, Karen, and her husband, Scott, also from Brisbane,
yeah,
had also flown down for it. So it was mind-blowing. And I may have had a few too many sherbets. And
there was a little tear in the eye at the end of it.
I was singing with the band. And, man, it was a beaut birthday, let me tell you.
Oh, I love that. And speaking of happy, we're talking birthdays. We're talking the best birthdays you've ever had.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we'd love to hear about your best ever birthday on 133353. Maybe it was a surprise party, like you and I both had surprise parties that have really made an impact.
Yeah.
Whether it was just a really fun birthday you had as a kid.
That's it.
And you might remember it for the present you got, the party you had, who knows what you remember. Yeah, exactly.
Well, going through the photo albums, there was one where, and I can't remember this birthday at all, 8, 7, 6 maybe, Mum and Dad hired a magician.
Oh, get out.
I'm like, when does that happen nowadays?
I remember taking my son to a party when he was probably about, 5 or 6. That they'd hired a reptile handler.
Oh.
And they had reptiles at the party. It was super cool.
It would have gone off.
Cool lizards. Yep. And, yeah, the kids loved it.
Yeah. Mum and Dad might not like snakes, but the kids certainly do.
Yeah.
We put that question up on our Facebook page, your best birthday ever. Shout out to William, the truck driver, working in London in 1988 as a chef. had my 25th birthday over in Amsterdam.
There's a weekend. Whoa.
I think it was a good weekend. It's a bit foggy.
No surprises there, William.
Well, that could have gone anywhere.
And Janine said, loved my 13th birthday slumber party.
Oh.
In the lounge room, up all night. Of course you were. Watch the sun come up. And then we hear from the master bedroom, good. Now go to bloody sleep. Don't think Mum and Dad enjoyed it that much. Do you don't think, Janine?
Memorable for Janine, it. Though.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Awesome. Interestingly, you and I were talking about 18th and 21st birthdays. Isn't it amazing that you get to that level or that age and you don't want anyone but yourself to plan birthdays?
Like, yeah, that's true. I planned my 21st yep. and had a nice 21st.
Yeah, you pick the venue, you work out the guest list. Yeah. It's all you. When you get to those momentous occasions, you know, 30, 40, 50 and onwards, you're almost very happy to have someone else do the legwork
so
for you.
So happy. If you want to plan a party for me ever, go right ahead.
It has been a huge weekend of football, round one in the AFL, Lou. And who better to cover what happened, what went down and everything in between? Swatter, a very good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Big Al, and hello, beautiful Lulu. Just got to tell you right now, I'm in a restaurant in Sydney, so my normal enthusiasm may be a little bit curbed, but I'm doing my best not to make myself look like a dickhead.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I know. We've been in this situation before, Swatter, a slightly more subdued...
Couple of notches
Wayne
down.
Wayne Schwoss, yeah, which is
which
fair
probably,
enough.
Probably isn't a bad thing, really.
Now, Lou's got a very important question before we get into the games this previous weekend.
We were just talking about Archies, and I was shocked that Al doesn't know what Archies are. You know what they are, don't you?
I'm all over them, Lou. I'm all over them. Al, mate, that's an Australian. And I'll tell you what I love about them. They've got arch support for the girls. There's no plugs, Lou, so there's no blowouts.
How good is it, Swatter?
And the other best thing about it, I don't know the bloke who owns this company, but if you want a good ambassador, I'm your man. Throw a bucket load my way and some cash and I'm all yours.
Oh, my
See?
God.
I'm telling you. Can I tell you just a really quickly interesting story about them too?
Oh, no, how do we get to
this? This is a couple of years ago. We were on our way to Hawaii for a family thing, holiday, and we were standing in the line to check in on the flight, and the four of us were wearing Archies. So that's me, Michael, and the two kids. And the guy that created them was in the line behind us. God. He actually came over and said, great thongs you're wearing. Yeah, they're awesome. He said, that's my company. Oh, it blew my mind. But anyway, there you go.
And just he didn't offer you a free pair of
shoes. No, he didn't. That's why Archie's is doing so well, I think.
I'm sure she'll never have to buy a pair again after today, but anyway.
She's not
No doubt. Hey, Big L, get yourself a pair, mate, and wear them to Bay 13 next time you go to the G with all your lunatic mates.
Well, speaking of my lunatic mates, how about the start to round one, the 58 apiece, the Tigers and Carlton?
A draw. It's like dancing with your sister, isn't it?
No one likes a draw.
No one likes a draw, but they got 2 points. So at the end of the year, it might be a handy 2 points. Goodbye, Carlton, though. I enjoyed the way they played their footy. And, the first draw in the first game of the first round. Happy days.
Yeah.
What did you think of the rest of the weekend of footy, Swatter?
Some good results. Kangaroos got up over the West Coast Eagles. Well done, Al Clarkson. I did pick the Kangaroos. For all those Collingwood people out there that think, that there's not a method to my madness. When I tipped against you on the weekend, Thursday. One day last week, it was reverse psychology. I was under strict instructions from Craig McRae to say that to get them fired up. And, well, thank you very much. We got the win against the Cats. You're welcome, Collingwood supporters. Port Adelaide, too good. Melbourne, disappointing Bulldogs. The Sydney Swans. I had a mate text me recently. He goes, do you know Errol Gouldie? I said, who? Sounds like a fighter pilot in World War II. Well, I can tell you both now. I know who this boy is. I know where he lives, and I know what he likes for breakfast. What a star he's going to be.
Wow.
Happy days. And, the Hawks. No
wow.
Good.
Didn't they fall flat? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, the best part of it was my favourite came back in the fourth quarter. First time in 500-odd days. Tip. God, I wanted to say that loud, but I'm in a restaurant. I can't.
Safer if you don't. That's fair enough.
And Fremantle got beaten by St Kilda. So I think it was a good round. There were some disappointing results as well. And Well, if you've trained all summer, you've had your best pre-season ever, the boys are flying, you get beat by 50-plus points, I don't reckon you've trained that well and you've had a crap off-season.
Jeez, harsh, Swatter. But you know what? That's why we love you.
That's right.
Harsh but fair.
He stands by his guns.
This is why you rang around the country, no one else was available, and you finally got me on. I'm the only one that tells you how it is.
You know that's not true, Swatter. You're always our first choice. Thank you.
Well, I'm not so sure about that because you called me mate before we came on air, and I've always been your on-air lover. So
it was an accidental mate.
Oh.
Too late. I can hear the truck backing up now, Al. Get out of the way. You'll get run over.